Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, and welcome once again to Vahini Satsang. So we are in Sandeha Nivarini, in the 7th chapter, and for the last so many episodes, we have been dwelling on segment 7.3, and this is a segment wherein Bhagwan has very clearly put down principles for us to practice in our daily life. And Swami very clearly says, spend time and dwell on each of these tenets. And that is the reason why we have been spending almost an hour or more in every episode in each of these points that Swami has given. And each of them, even though they seem simple, they are truly life-defining. Bhagwan has condensed his teachings in very clear, unambiguous, candid, and powerful way. Anyone can understand what Swami is trying to say here. And in simple, simple sentences, Swami has laid down the guidelines for us to lead a spiritual life. Till now we have discussed 29 such principles. Today we will move on to the last one in segment 7.3. There are many more in this chapter. And like we do in every episode of this program, let us listen to what Bhagwan has given us in this segment, and then we'll proceed with spending time on trying to assimilate what Bhagwan has written for us.
Fifteen. Try to keep under check the five sins that the body commits: killing, adultery, theft, drinking intoxicants, and meat eating. The sacred life can reach the highest if these can be completely avoided. 16. One must be always vigilant, without a moment's carelessness, against the eight sins that the mind perpetrates: kamam or lust, krodham or anger, lobham or greed, moham or attachment, mada or ego, envy, hatred, and pride. Man's primary duty is to keep all these things at a safe distance. 17. When in pursuit of wrong actions, man's mind acts hurriedly. During these times, without allowing the mind to go its way, remember the name of the Lord and attempt to do some good deed or the other. Those who do thus will certainly become fit for the grace of the Lord. 18. First, give up the evil tendency to feel envious at the prosperity of others and the desire to harm them. Be happy that others are happy. Sympathize with those who are in adversity and wish for their well-being. This is the sign of God's love present in you. 19. Patience is all the strength that man needs. 20. Those who aspire for happiness must be engaged in good deeds. 21. It is easy to conquer anger through love, attachment through reasoning, falsehood through truth, bad through good, and greed through charity. 22. Do not respond to the words of the wicked. it is good to keep them at a distance. In fact, do not have any relationship with such people. 23. Seek the company of good men, even at the cost of your honor and life. However, pray to God to bless you with the discrimination needed to distinguish between the good and the bad. You must also endeavor to do this with the intelligence given to you. 24. No doubt, those who conquer kingdoms and earn fame in the world are hailed as heroes. But truly, those who have conquered the senses must be acclaimed as the conquerors of the universe. 25. The results of one's action, whether good or bad, continue to always pursue man. 26. Greed yields only sorrow. Contentment is best. There is no happiness greater than contentment. 27. The evil manipulations of the mind has to be uprooted, else it will ruin life itself. 28. Bear with fortitude both loss and grief, and search for that which will benefit you and grant you joy. 29. When you are invaded by anger, practice silence or remember the name of the Lord. Do not remind yourself of things which will inflame the anger more. That will do incalculable harm. 30. From this moment, avoid all bad habits. Do not delay or postpone. They do not contribute the slightest joy or happiness.
So that is what Bhagwan writes in chapter 7. We broke the chapter 7 into various segments, and now we are doing segment 7.3. And this one ends with that message from Bhagwan, wherein he says very clearly, from this moment, avoid all bad habits. Do not delay or postpone. They do not contribute the slightest joy or happiness. In fact, it reminds me of how Bhagwan used to say, Tyaja Durjana Samsargam. In his address to the students, he used to always say that you should run away from bad company, and bad habits definitely fall in that category. And Swami is so categorical in saying that you should not even delay or postpone, because they don't contribute the slightest joy or happiness. Many times we think, you know, we have these habits because they give us little joy, they give us little happiness, you know, we want to indulge a bit. And that is the reason why these habits continue to persist in different degrees, in different forms, in all of us. And Swami is telling, there is a danger if you do not delay or postpone. We think they contribute to our joy, our happiness, but actually they are only ruining your joy and happiness. In fact, it reminds me of the story of Mr. Rommel. Mr. Rommel, a very dedicated servitor of Bhagwan. He served in Indian Foreign Service for many years. He was a regional passport officer. He served representing India in various missions in many countries in Africa. Later on in Southeast region, he was a consul general for Indonesia and many countries there. Later on, he served the nation in various diplomatic positions in Sweden, in Latvia. But for Mr. Rommel, the greatest honor has been to be a part of Sri Satya Sai Sevadal. He joined the Satya Sai organization as a Seva Dal in 1970. Unfortunately, during his teenage years, he picked up many bad habits because of the company, especially during his college years in Hyderabad. And so all these habits of smoking, drinking, chewing pan, chewing tobacco, the pan which has tobacco, and watching movies recklessly, gambling, alcohol. So basically all the things that teenagers indulge in, he was into. And it was during this period, by some divine providence, he was introduced to a Sai devotee. And this person, Mr. M.N. Rao, asked him to join the Seva Dal. And Mr. Romel knew the Seva Dals and he knew how all of them are very devoted to Bhagwan and they are very clean personalities. And he said, see, I cannot be a Seva Dal member because I have a lot of bad habits. Then his friend told him, it does not matter. You just give up one bad habit. That is enough. You take one step towards Swami and there is no problem. You don't have to give up all your bad habits. Just leave one habit and then you can become part of Sri Satya Sai Seva Dal. And so he thought about what is it that he can give up. And he picked up courage and he said, okay, I will give up alcohol. So from that day he stopped drinking alcohol and he joined the Seva Dal movement. He became part of the Seva Dal group in Hyderabad. That was one decision that he took, which he was able to live up to. Generally very difficult for people when they leave their habits to remain habit free. But somehow this was some grace perhaps that he continued, and he was sincere when he said he is going to give up. He did really give up alcohol and he became part of the Seva Dal. And the good thing about Mr. Romel is he loved being part of the Seva Dal. He loved doing service. There was a lot of goodness, as Swami says, it is there in every person. It just needs the right environment for its unfoldment. And that is what happened. And Mr. Romel even now says that that was the best step I have ever taken in my life, to join the Seva Dal, because it changed my life completely. It changed my career. It changed my goals. It changed everything. And he continued to serve as a member of the Seva Dal. And in those days, the Seva Dal had many opportunities to come and serve in Prashant Nilayam in Vrindavan. The Seva Dal movement was just picking up. We're talking about 70s, early 70s. Bhagwan used to have summer course. In fact, Swami started it in 1972, the course in Indian culture and spirituality for all these students. Students came from all over India. And there were Seva Dals who came from Hyderabad, led by Mr. Raman Rao, who had the opportunity to make arrangements for all these students, especially taking care of their food. So it is these Seva Dals who used to cook the food and who used to serve and handle the kitchen. And these Seva Dals used to be blessed with many moments also of divine proximity from Bhagwan. In fact, in those days, this team led by Mr. Raman Rao used to come to Puttaparthi on every festival. And Swami would give them Padmaskaram. Swami would materialize Vibhuti. And there were so many leelas that this group had witnessed. Sometimes when food was not enough. Swami just created vibhuti and put it in those utensils and the food just multiplied. So they have seen so many such beautiful divine manifestations of grace. And invariably after the seva work would be over, Swami would call this group for an interview. And that's what happened in 1972. After the summer course was over, Swami asked, where are the Hyderabad boys? Swami is referring to all the Sevadals. All were very youngsters. They were very young. And Mr. Raman Rao asked all the Sevadals. He conveyed the message that Swami is calling. In those days, it was Mr. Raman Rao and Professor Anil Kumar who used to lead the Seva movement from the state of Andhra Pradesh. And so the moment the young Sevadals heard that Swami is calling them, they dashed to the interview room and they surrounded Swami. They were sitting at Bhagwan's lotus feet, almost touching Swami. In fact, they started going closer and closer and closer. And it came to a point where the person who was sitting in the front could keep Bhagwan's feet on his lap. And that opportunity came to Mr. Rommel. So he was on cloud nine. He was having Swami's feet on his lap. And even as he was enjoying this, even as he was thrilled at this, something happened which completely changed his mood. What was thrill now became chill. What was ecstasy now became absolute agony, because after a few moments, when he looked down, he saw that a cigarette packet was popping out of his pocket. Swami's feet is on his lap and now a cigarette packet is visible. It is slowly coming out of his pocket. And you can imagine the fear, the shock that Mr. Rommel was in now. His legs started shaking, you know, Swami's feet is there. And if he shakes, obviously Swami would know physically. And of course Swami's legs also started shaking because he was having Swami's legs, divine feet on his lap. And Swami also observed this. Of course the all-knowing Swami knows everything, but physically Swami did see this. And the moment he saw this, Mr. Rommel started praying, Swami, please don't point out this, because if you mention anything about it, Swami, the head of the Sevadal, he will just snatch away my scarf and they will never give me the chance to serve again. They will take away my scarf, they will take away my badge, and I will be banned from being a member of the Sri Sathya Sai Sevadal. I love doing seva. I love being part of this service. Swami, please do not reveal this to anyone. He just kept praying. Swami, please do not say anything about it. And the gracious Swami listened to his prayer. Swami did not point that out in public. But that discourse that Swami gave that day, as he was interacting with all the Sevadals, Swami stressed a lot on how we should get rid of bad habits. Swami said, run away from bad habits. You know how you should run away? If there is a snake on your bed, you are about to sleep, and if you see a snake, what will you do? You will just jump and go away, right? That's how scared you are. If you're about to sleep and you see a snake, that is how fearful we should be of bad habits, Swami said. And when the session ended and all the young Sevadal members came out of Bhagwan's residence, the moment Mr. Romal came out, he took that cigarette packet out and threw it out of the Vrindavan ashram. And he said, I will never going to do this again. Today Swami saved me. He saved my honor. He came to my rescue. He listened to my prayer. But he also gave me a warning. And I will never do this again. But habits are habits, right? As they say, once you are into a habit, even if the H goes from habit, a bit remains. Even if A goes, bit remains. Even if B goes, it remains. And even if I goes, they say T is such a strong habit that T remains. So that is how it was. So even though he decided that he will never touch cigarette again, but he just could not control because of peer pressure. The company, that's the reason why Swami used to so much stress about good company. Anybody on the spiritual path, you have to be in good company, because otherwise whatever good you are gaining just gets dissipated, because the influence of company can completely make you or mar you. And that is what happened to Mr. Romal. He could not be tempted because of the people around him. And he says that, you know, when you start smoking, you will smoke 2, 3 and slowly the number will increase, and you just, the cigarette will just suck you. It becomes very difficult to avoid. And so Mr. Romal was again back to the habit of smoking. But he continued to serve as Sevadal because he loved doing seva. But this is something that he was not able to give up. Initially he was able to give up alcohol. That happened easily. But this one was very difficult. And the next seva opportunity that this group got was during the Shivratri festival. And he was posted in the Purnachandra auditorium. He was right at the end of the hall doing crowd control. And those days, Shivratri was so glorious. You had Bhagwan showering vibhuti on the idol of Shirdi Sai from an empty vessel. Many of us have seen those videos, those incredible revelations of His divinity through beautiful manifestations of His leelas. And he was there watching that ethereal ceremony where Swami is filling the idol of Shirdi Sai with vibhuti, and the vibhuti flowing in torrents, and the crowd is thrilled. And for Mr. Romal also, it was a very beautiful experience. But somehow sitting in Purnachandra auditorium, he thought, and he told Swami in his own mind, Swami, these are public miracles. They are great, they are fantastic. But Swami, why don't you do something for me? Give me a personal miracle, Swami. Something to intensify my personal faith. Somehow, you know, we get into these little requests. Perhaps silly, perhaps not necessary, because when Bhagwan is there right in front of us and showing such marvelous instances of His divine omnipresence and omnipotence, still the mind wants more, the mind still wants proof, the mind still wants occasions for confirmation. And that happens in the initial years of every person who starts in the spiritual path and develops faith. And so he made that prayer, Swami, these public miracles are okay, but please, if you don't mind, give me a personal miracle that will help to increase and strengthen and fortify my faith. And Mr. Romel says this was a monkey thought. Yes, it was indeed a thought of a monkey mind. And interestingly, Mr. Raman Rao, the head of the Sevadal, asked Mr. Romel to do a particular task. So he called him and his friend and he said, I want both of you to go and fetch leafy cups, and these cups are needed because Swami is going to serve Chakra Pongal. Swami is going to serve Prasadam. Swami wants to distribute to all the people who have assembled for Shivratri after the Shivratri function is over. Swami personally wants to serve all the devotees, and there are not that many leafy cups in Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi then was a very small town, almost a village. So he said, you go to Dharmavaram, and in case you don't find it in Dharmavaram, which is like 40 kilometers away, you go to Anandpur, the headquarters of the district, and definitely you will find there. So please go and fetch these leafy cups and come at the earliest. And so Mr. Raman Rao gave him the money and he said, get started. And Mr. Romel was very happy that they got this important task for Shivratri. Definitely such a beautiful way to serve Swami. You're going to get the leaves which Swami is going to use to serve all the devotees. Even as he was happy, there was this monkey thought again, which in a way derailed Mr. Romel. Because as he was going out, his monkey mind said, ah, so now the 5 hours you are free out of the ashram. Now, you know what, if you want, you can smoke. Because you are not in Puttaparthi, you are not in Prashanthi Nilayam. And so Mr. Romel took to that evil suggestion of the mind and he lit the cigarette, and they went to Dharmavaram because they know that they had like another 5-6 hours to finish the job. It will take 2 hours to go, 2 hours to come, and 1 hour to load the stuff. So they went to Dharmavaram. They could not find the cups in that many numbers in Dharmavaram, so they went to Anandpur, and there they found 12,000 leafy cups that was needed because they really, so many people had gathered in Prashanthi Nilayam. And so they put it on top of a bus and they tied all those 10 gunny bags on the top, and then they started back to Puttaparthi from Anandpur. And as they were returning, the driver stopped the bus at the midpoint in Dharmavaram because he wanted to have a cup of tea. And so all the other people also got down from the bus, and Mr. Romel now was taking the time to have another smoke, because another 2 hours you will be reaching Prashanthi Nilayam. Probably 1 hour you will be reaching Prashanthi Nilayam and you won't get the chance again to smoke. So he just got down, he lit a cigarette and casually just looked on top of the bus to see if everything is fine. And now he was shocked. He started shivering, because the top of the bus was empty. 10 gunny bags he had loaded onto the bus, and they were tied very securely. He had done everything that is needed for their safety, and now not a single gunny bag was there on top of the bus. And he started really shivering. He thought, oh my God, where has all this luggage gone? In the meanwhile, the driver came and the bus conductor also arrived, and they were also self-shocked. Said, how could this happen? How could 10 bags just disappear? We had tied them so properly. And now Mr. Romel was in complete disarray. He didn't know what to do, in what phase to go back to Puttaparthi, and this is a job that was given from Prashanthi Nilayam. Swami wants to give prasadam. With what face will he go back to Prashanthi Nilayam and tell Mr. Ramonda, sir, I went there, I could not get the job, and now you cannot, there is not that much time for him to again go back and get, because he has to reach as early as possible. And what will the entire Sevadal community think of him? What will Swami do with him when he comes to know that this is what has happened? And he just started praying, Swami, Swami, please Swami, Swami, this was a mistake. I will never smoke again in my life. I will never ask for any personal miracle. That was a mistake. It's my silly mind, monkey mind, which wanted a personal miracle. I don't want any miracle. Swami, please, I am promising you, I won't smoke again. Please save me from this. Save me from this embarrassment. I want to serve you. I want to be part of the Sevadal. Please don't banish me from being a part of the Sevadal. Don't take away this chance of serving you. And he kept praying, he kept praying. And he kept thinking, oh my God, what will happen now? Because Swami will be waiting for these leafy cups. And how will I go back to Prashanthi Nilayam? And now he's not able to decide. He's just sitting out, standing outside the bus. And the people in the bus are there so anxious to reach Prashanthi Nilayam, because it is Shivaratri festival. They want to reach at the earliest. They want to see Swami. They want to be part of the celebration. And there, now the bus conductor is getting restless. He's telling, see, hello, Mr. Romel, you decide what you want to do. You want to come inside the bus or you want to stay outside? You decide, because we have to go. All the other people in the bus, they are getting restless. And Mr. Romel didn't know what to do. And he just kept praying and praying. And finally, when he was just about to give up, he just did not know what he should do. Suddenly, one empty truck arrived. And the driver of the truck looked at Mr. Romel and said, don't you have any sense, buddhi leda? Don't you have any common sense? And then this driver of the truck unloaded all the 10 gunny bags and from his truck, and he put them back onto the bus and tied them thoroughly, and then said, how careless you are. All these 10 gunny bags, they fell out of the bus on the highway. How can you be so reckless in your things? And Mr. Romel thought, my God, even if everything fell from the bus, why will this truck driver who has no clue about me, who knows nothing about me, why will he stop? Why should he pick up these, and how will he know that it is meant for me, and why will he with so diligently pick it up, put it back in the truck and follow the bus and come and deliver and again securely tied on the bus? And the moment this incident happened, Mr. Romel knew that it is just another sign from Swami. Swami listened to his prayer, just like Swami had listened to his prayer before. And that day, he said, Swami, no more. Today, I promise you, I will not touch the cigarette packet again. And he just took that cigarette packet out and he smashed it into smithereens. And he said, Swami, I will never, never, never touch any cigarette again. In fact, after that day, even if he looked at any cigarette packet, his hand shakes. That is how that experience taught him such a powerful lesson. In fact, that personal miracle that he prayed actually happened. It happened in such a terrific manner. It is terrific and terrible. But that completely ensured that this habit completely became smoke. That's it. It was never again a part of his life. And he said to Swami, "Swami, this chance to serve you is so important for me. This is the greatest miracle. I don't want any other miracle. This chance to serve, this is the greatest boon that you have given me. I don't want anything else." And that is how he gave up cigarette smoking. But the story does not end there, because he had such a big list of habits that he had picked up during his student days. Two were down now, smoking and drinking alcohol, but the third habit continued, the third habit of chewing tobacco. In fact, it is very common in Hyderabad. A lot of people have this Zarda Paan. It's a paan which has tobacco in it, and it gives you a high. It has its own false sense of excitement that it gives to the body. And so once you have it, you know, you get addicted to it. And that is how it was with Mr. Rommel also. And as he says, it is really impossible to give up. Once you have a habit like that, it's very difficult. How much ever you try, that habit is so forceful that it will just make you go for it. And Mr. Rommel had tried to give up chewing tobacco, but it was just not happening. And so he was in Prashant Nilayam for Swami's birthday festival during those days. And one day he prayed to Swami, "Swami, I am unable to leave this bad habit, Swami. I will leave Prashant Nilayam only when I give up this bad habit. I am not going to leave this ashram till this habit leaves me." So even after the birthday festival was over and all his Sevadal brothers had left Prashant Nilayam, Mr. Rommel continued to stay in Parthi because he was not able to leave that habit. Every day he was going to the bus stand and cancelling his ticket and booking the next day's ticket. "Okay, by tomorrow I will give up the habit, and if I give up the habit, then I will leave." But again something was happening in the 24 hours and he was not able to control, and he was succumbing to that. And that is how it was happening every day. And so he would keep extending his departure from Prashant Nilayam. And finally it came to a day when he had money for that one bus ticket and just one meal coupon. That's all. He had money for one lunch. And that day also, if he is not able to leave the habit, then he doesn't know how he will survive, because he has no money. And he does not have money also to book ticket to go back. And that day he went to Swami's Mandir and he prayed very intensely to Swami. And he said, "Swami, I cannot afford to postpone my ticket. This is the only ticket I have. And I'm not able to leave the habit. Swami, you please take over. Swami, please take over." And so he made that prayer and he went back to serving in the kitchen. That was where he was serving during birthday and afterwards also. And as part of the seva, the canteen manager told him to load some heavy vessels into an empty lorry. So Mr. Rommel was carrying a huge load of vessels and he missed seeing that the floor was not clear. There was water on the floor, and without realizing this, he stepped on that watery floor, slippery floor, and that's it. He fell, and on top of him fell all these huge load of vessels that he was carrying. They fell on his hips. and his hip bone broke into two. And he fainted. It was a very, very fatal accident. And Professor Kasturi, who was there, he immediately came running from the mandir, and he sprinkled water on him. He wanted to ensure that he's not dead, because it was a very, very fatal accident, and they tried to give him all first aid, and they brought a stretcher from the hospital, and he was carried directly on the stretcher to the mandir veranda. And in those days, bhajans used to go on till late in the morning. And everyone thought that that's it. It is the end of this person. Probably he'll become a vegetable because the spine is broken. And bhajans were going on. Swami was sitting and listening to the bhajans. And he was taken in a stretcher to the mandir. Bhagwan came out of the bhajan hall. And Swami saw him, Mr. Romail. And Swami said, "Ajagrata, carelessness." And then Swami also added, Swami said, if you had been at any other place in the world, if you had been in Hyderabad or Bangalore or Andhra Pradesh, if you had been in any other place, Swami said, you would have broken. Your body would have become just two pieces, like a pumpkin, like a dosakai, like a cucumber. You would have just become two pieces. And then Swami gave Vibhuti Prasadam, and Swami told Dr. Alreja, who was the head of the general hospital, Swami said, take this boy to Hyderabad. And so in the same stretcher, he was taken to Hyderabad. And so there was cast now, right from his chest to the toe, his entire body was on cast. And so Mr. Romail now could not move to the right, he could not move to the left, he could not sit. He had to be only lying down, and he had to be in that posture not for 1 week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, for 10 weeks. He was completely in that supine position. And Mr. Romail says, if you ask anyone who eats this zarda paan, this who eats tobacco, it is impossible to chew tobacco if you are in a sleeping posture, because when you chew tobacco, you have to keep spitting it out, because it is so strong that unless you keep intermittently spitting it out, it is very difficult. And now he was in a position where he cannot sit. He has to be all the time completely parallel to the ground. And there was no way he could eat tobacco now. And when he did not touch tobacco for 2.5 months, at the end of it, his desire for that zarda paan, for that paan laced with tobacco, completely disappeared. And in fact, something else took over Mr. Romail in during those days, because he saw how his mother came, and mother used to feed him every day. There were tears in his mother's eyes looking at the condition of her son. And every day, Mr. Romail, you would feel so much for his mother. And it was not just his mother. There were so many devotees who used to come. There were his Sevadal friends who used to sit next to him and read Bhagavan's discourses, read Sanatana Sarathi. There was Sevadals who used to take care of him. They used to shave, give him sponge bath. They used to look after everything. There was so much love that was showered on him by Sevadal friends and brothers. And the way his mother took care of him, all those moments made such a deep impact on Mr. Romail that his life really changed. Even his wife finished writing 10 Likhita Japam books. Om Shri Sai Ram, Om Shri Sai Ram, Om Shri Sai Ram. And by the time he recovered, by the time his spine became erect, his habits had gone out. So drinking was over, smoking went out, now chewing tobacco also was out of the window. Only one thing remained, and that is eating non-vegetarian food. And after this experience, he just went to his mother once and he said, "Mother, Swami does not like that we eat non-vegetarian food. I am a member of the Sri Satya Sai Sevadal and it's my duty to follow Swami's instructions. Let us just give up non-veg." And from that day, there was no non-veg in the home. It just became one of those decisions which happened so easily after having gone through so much and experienced Swami's love and grace and protection and realizing how serious Swami is about our bad habits, not taking possession of our minds and hearts. And see how Bhagwan then shaped Mr. Romil. Once he gave up these habits, Swami came in the dream of Mr. Romil and Swami said, "Why don't you appear for IAS and civil service examinations?" And in fact, Mr. Romil was no bright student. In fact, he took 4 years to do his graduation, the normal graduation BSc degree, which people complete in 3 years. He took 4 years. He was never a intelligent student to crack the IAS examinations, the Indian civil service examination. But Swami comes in his dream and Swami says, "No, you appear for IAS." In fact, by that time, he was 28 years old and the government had a rule that you can apply for this only when you are 26, not more than 26. But Swami told him, "No, you start preparing." And interestingly, 3 months after the dream, the government of India increased the age limit from 26 to 28. And he was eligible just by 5-6 days. That was the margin for him. He was still 28 when he wrote the examination. And because Swami had come and told him, so he did really prepare very well. He used to study for 14 to 18 hours every day because this is what Swami told him. So no day, no night, nothing. He used to just sleep for 2 hours and then keep working. And that is how he became very serious. All the habits are gone now. So the energy, the positive energy was now channeled. See how Bhagwan so beautifully shaped him. He ensured that first all these bad practices in him which were dissipating his energy are controlled and they're stopped. And then he directed his productive energies in the right direction. And Mr. Romil says that, you know, yes, he toiled a lot. He studied day and night. But finally, when he wrote the examinations, he just kept praying to Swami and, you know, ticking up, choosing A, B, C, D in the objective section. And even though he was a science graduate, you know, he had really not paid much attention in his college days. So now he was just studying. And when it came to the interview for the civil service examinations, again, it was a 40-45 minutes interview, and he says that of the entire session of the interview, a maximum time was spent discussing about Swami. Initially, they asked him questions about maths, physics, chemistry, and when he said that he read those subjects many years ago, and he will definitely need a little bit of brushing up, the interview panel saw that he is a member of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Dal, and suddenly someone asked him questions about Swami and Swami's life and the activities of the Seva Dal, and for after that it was just comfortable territory for Mr. Romil. And there were 8 or 9 members in the interview board. It almost seemed like at least 2-3 of them were Swami's devotees, and the interview went like a breeze, and he got the highest marks, and he was in foreign service. Mr. Romil says, see, once you decide to follow Swami and make the determination to give up the bad habits, see how Swami creates a useless person like me into something useful to society. And in fact, Mr. Romil, after that, had such prestigious positions. He was the consul general in Indonesia and those countries. He was in Africa. He was in United Nations. He served in so many countries, in Sweden, in Latvia. He was a regional passport officer also in Hyderabad, in Bangalore. And Mr. Romil, wherever he was posted, his only mission, apart from doing government work, was to spread Bhagwan's love. In fact, when he was in a foreign country, and when someone told him, Mr. Romil, you are having Baba's photo in your office. This is a different country, and here all the local ministers and others will come to your place. You know, maybe it is good for you to remove Swami's photo. And Mr. Romil immediately told that person, sir, remove me from this place. I have no problem. I am ready to go to any country you want, but I will not remove Swami's photograph. That was his conviction in Bhagwan. And that's what Mr. Romil feels when you are a devotee. Feel that pride, feel that confidence that you are a Satya Sai devotee. In fact, when he was in the passport office in Hyderabad and elsewhere also, he would make everyone to spend 5-10 minutes thinking about God. He would make them do Likhita Japa. If you are a Muslim, no matter, you write Allah Akbar. If you are a Christian, you can write I love you Jesus. But whoever you are, whatever be your faith, every day at least 5 minutes, think about God seriously. And that is what he used to do wherever he was posted. In Hyderabad, he was very fortunate to be introduced to Dr. Narasimhan. Dr. Narasimhan, who is currently the medical superintendent of the General Hospital in Prashanthi Nilayam. In fact, it was Mr. Romil who brought Dr. Narasimhan into Swami's fold. Those of us who are familiar with Dr. Narasimhan would know how he has been instrumental in running the Sri Sathya Sai mobile hospital in Prashanthi Nilayam right from 2006. Such a fantastic instrument of Bhagwan in doing medical seva. And he was the one who was instrumental in not just inspiring Dr. Narasimhan, but so many devotees, so many youngsters to come to the Sai fold and to get involved in service. And know that if you give up your bad habits, God will lift you to heights you cannot imagine. Person who failed in his examinations became a civil service officer and served the country and society. Even now, Dr. Romil continues to serve in the villages in and around Puttaparthi as well as in Hyderabad. You would never ever know him because he's very quiet, but he continues to do phenomenal work, along with a band of students and inspired youngsters. And that is what Swami is telling here. Do not delay or postpone when it comes to bad habits. they don't contribute to your slightest joy or happiness. If you only can give up these bad habits, then you will see how I will take you to stellar heights. And that is the journey of Mr. Rommel. That is the journey of so many students. If you see Bhagwan's discourses to students, to the youth, Swami used to always stress about giving up these habits. In fact, when Bhagwan is talking about bad habits, today we talked about these rudimentary bad habits. I mean, these are the basic things that no Sai devotee at the most physical, mundane level, these are the habits that one cannot have. Smoking, drinking, having tobacco, alcohol, non-vegetarian food, gambling. I mean, these are the basic things that actually we talked about. But when it comes to habits, after we complete this, conquer these, get over these, then there are so many more habits to conquer on the spiritual path. And that is a whole new dimension of discussion altogether. But today we just focused on the basic evil practices that people get into and which we should definitely avoid as a Sai devotee. As a Sai devotee, the pinnacle of it is we should not have this habit of I, the habit of ahankara, the habit of I-ness, that ego, I mean, that comes at the pinnacle. But let's start with just getting rid of these silly habits which we think will give us pleasure, but which we think we will enjoy, but they enjoy us. So let's start with these, and then the journey after that towards Bhagwan will become slightly easier. And one thing is sure, once we want to do this, Swami's grace will flow, just like it happened for Mr. Rommel. Swami was there at every moment to protect him, but he did whatever was needed for him to get rid of that habit. And Swami will always be there to support us when we want to do something good, when we want to become noble, when we want to transform ourselves. The Lord is waiting to hold our hand. And that's what Mr. Rommel did. He took that one step, and the Sevadal said to him, give up one bad habit and you can become part of the Sevadal. Give up sincerely drinking alcohol, and then the journey started. And after that, it has been, as he says, such a beautiful journey with Swami. His life was filled with Swami's miracles and Swami's service. That's all his life is about. And that is how beautiful our life becomes once we are on this path. And if we take seriously what Swami has said, from this moment, avoid all bad habits. Do not delay or postpone. They do not contribute the slightest joy. Let's march towards that which contributes the greatest joy. And that should be the journey of each one of us. Dear listener, there are so many more things that we can discuss in this topic, but it's more than an hour now. It's time to wind up. Let's see how Bhagwan inspires us to continue this in the coming episodes of Vahini Satsang. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Offering this little endeavor at his lotus feet and praying for his guidance and strength to walk on this path with added zeal, enthusiasm and joy, we bring this session to a close. Thank you so much. Sayonara.